The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday at this time, we usually talk to Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. He is on vacation. You'd think it's summer. But we are joined by our own Dan Zangrilli, who is going to be filling in doing play-by-play for the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight as the White Sox come to PNC Park. You can see Dan on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also on our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I've known you for a long time, and you've been passionate, and you have so much experience doing football, but I want people to know you've done baseball too. So regardless, you got to be out of your mind with excitement today.
Yeah, no, it's a tremendous honor, and I'm really, really fired up for it. And, you know, we'll just try to keep the seat warm and do as Joe would do, because he's a really good broadcaster. But, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh, obviously, being a big fan of the Pirates, you always dream of potentially one day doing Pirates baseball, and for it to come to fruition for a few games is a wonderful thing. So a lot of people to tip my hat to and thank, and of first and foremost, the Pirates organization for trusting me, and hopefully we don't fumble the bag here, Larry.
Well, Dan, you've done an exemplary job with our Friday Night Lights football play-by-play for many years, but how long? I want people to know you've been doing that for how many years now?
You know, I had a passion early on, and you know, you start in high school doing high school games, and that's obviously still a passion, but I spent 5 years in minor league baseball, getting up to the double A ranks, and then, you know, the job doing pre and post game work for the Pirates came to be, and have been there for 12, 13 or so years, but also some experience doing some Power 5 college baseball in the Big 12 Conference. So, you know, a lot of games under the belt. You need a lot. Larry, as you know, you've done the job too. You need a lot of experience. You need a lot of repetition. You need to see and feel just about everything. And I've been told by a number of people, you need probably about 1,000 games of experience before you're ready to do big league baseball, or really, I think any major sport to be polished and refined. And I'd say that they're pretty dead on with that. And I'm around there, and hopefully I do a job that's worthy of, you know, what Pittsburgh fans have come to expect, because we've had a lot of really, really good broadcasters. So it's kind of daunting to sit in the chair that many have. And even if it's just for a weekend to be able to do it, it's a wonderful honor. And I'm appreciative of so many people.
Well, the one big plus for you is so many people know your voice, know you from all the other work that you do here. So that's good. You got that going for you. Who are you working with as your color analyst?
So luckily enough, I got one of the best in the business in Bob Walk. So he's been there forever, and I'm sure that's by design. Put the veteran guy in there with the newbie. And hey, if I were in the decision making chair, I would do the same thing as well. You know, obviously I've grown up listening to Bob, and this is, I think, what makes it more special than anything. I always tell people having an opportunity to have kind of worked and done a lot of, you know, post game shows with Steve Blass and Bob Walk. I learned to love the game from Steve Blass, but I loved to learn the game from Bob Walk. You know, learning to love something and then loving to learn. Those two guys were it for me, you know, in my formative years, and, you know, for kind of to come full circle, and for, you know, because I have a great deal of respect for Bob outside of baseball. He's one of the most logical, sensible people that I've ever met, and as down to earth as they come. And, you know, you consider him a friend, and it makes it that's what really makes it special. If I could be
Bob was a great starting pitcher, but I want you to know at one point I relieved him.
Oh, you did you?
John Smiley's wedding. Bob was supposed to do the prayer, and he chickened out, and I got the call up. So that's so great tonight. That said, let's talk a little ball. Second half of the season begins this evening. Again, the White Sox coming to PNC. The trade, one trade so far. So what do you make of the trade that they made, sending Adam
Frazier, yeah, going to
Kansas
the Royals.
City, yeah.
Yeah, so they get a veteran minor leaguer that might be ready for the big leagues. In fact, he was actually kind of a Moonlight Graham kind of story when the Pirates were in Kansas City on their recent road trip. Devaney was up with the team. He didn't get in the game, but he made it to the big leagues without ever getting an official at-bat. So a lot of pop. Does that translate to the big league level? If and when he does get here, I think there are plans for him to get here at some point, probably after a few other trade dominoes fall. But it's somebody that's controllable in that, you know, there's 6 years of a contract there. Maybe they realize, you know, the potential and the power that was there. He can play the shortstop position. So I wouldn't call it a major deal by any stretch of the imagination. You weren't going to get something significant for, you know, a veteran on an expiring contract like Adam Frazier, but it's probably as good as they could get, you know, dealing away a veteran bat that's going to head to the Kansas City bench and maybe help them with their playoff push.
As Bill Hillgrove said yesterday when we asked him about it, he said, at least they're not getting an old taped up bat. I thought that was funny. Anyway, yeah. Big night for Dan Zangrilli, play-by-play for your Pittsburgh Pirates. Break a lip, Dan. Have a great night. You'll never forget this date. This is special. We're proud of you, man.
Thank you. So it means a lot coming from you, Larry. Appreciate all your support over the years, and we'll talk to you soon.
Clarion proud, my man.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.